This show is intended for informational purposes. You should consult your healthcare professional before starting any type of diet or workout program. Welcome to Under 10 Fitness with your host, Drew Smith. Real conversations with real people that really works. Reach your goals faster without the gimmicks. Get ready for a healthy dose of veggies and iron with Under 10 Fitness.
What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show where we talk about health and fitness that matters to you. No gimmicks, no fads, no fat loss pills, no saran wrap body wraps. You know the ones that promise if you wrap this around your body, you'll lose 20 pounds in 10 minutes. My name is Drew Smith. I'm a competitive powerlifter. I'm a personal trainer. But more than anything, I just have this curiosity about health and fitness. And what I like to do is cruise around social media and find other inspiring people that really love and have a passion for health and fitness as well. And I stumbled across Miss Allison Murphy, who is competing in bodybuilding. She's very inspirational. She's active on Instagram. So on the show, joining me is Allison. Allison, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much. So is it true that you are in the squat rack right now?
I wish. I'm actually home in sweatpants. I had leg day yesterday, so I'm paying for it today.
Now, if I'm correct, I follow you on Instagram, and I was looking at a post, and you said that you hadn't squatted or done any legs in a while due to an injury?
Yes. So I just had my first real leg day in 6 months. I broke my ankle back in September, and I actually just started training for a competition, and it kind of derailed me from everything that I had been doing with health and fitness, unfortunately. So I've slowly gotten back into it the last few months, but yeah, I just had my first leg day in 6 months, so it was a big deal for me.
That is a big deal. So are you feeling the pain already?
Oh my gosh, everything is sore. I was like shaking when I walked out of the gym.
Yeah, noodle legs.
But it feels good.
You know, it does feel good. Squats are one of my favorite movements, and they're just so good for the whole body, and they're just a satisfying movement. Now, can I ask what happened for the accident and how you hurt your leg?
I literally was walking down the stairs. I had a weak ankle. Sometimes the ankle would give out on me, just doing nothing, and sometimes it was when I was working out, I would aggravate it. And one day I was just walking down the stairs. I didn't trip. I didn't stumble. I just took a step down and heard this horrible pop, and I blew up like a balloon. It was the craziest injury I've had, and it was actually my first break, so it was really hard to overcome that, especially when you're so involved with health and fitness. And it really prevents you from doing most things and anything really working out-wise for quite some time. So, yeah, it was a complete shock when it happened. But, yeah, I wasn't even doing anything cool that I could tell somebody. Yeah.
I've heard of that, and I've heard of instances where people's Achilles tendons will just disconnect, like while they're sleeping. And there's nothing really happens, and that's... That's funny, too, is because sometimes you hear from big powerlifters and workout enthusiasts that the working out's not dangerous. It's just living life that is. You roll your ankle walking off a curb, stepping into the street or something. So the gym is actually very safe. It's the rest of the world we have to worry about. You're very inspirational. You've competed before. So what was your journey towards your first competition? And do you compete in physique, bikini, or bodybuilding?
In bikini. So for me, it was kind of my whole health and fitness journey started a couple of years ago. I had always been pretty active, but I a lot of times would kind of wander around the gym or skip my workouts and not really think anything of it. And I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. And I just got really honest with myself one day. And I was like, I need to quit complaining and start doing the things that I need to do and getting back on track. So once I started getting back into the gym, I actually did an at-home fitness program. And it really, it gave me the kick in the butt that I needed because I lost 10 pounds and my body had never looked like that before. So it made me, I started looking at other people who were doing bikini competitions, and I started going to the gym more and tuning into my workouts and kind of dialing in with what I wanted to do. And I sat down, and a friend of mine, actually, she was talking about competing, and I said, I just moved down to North Carolina, and I was like, let's do one together. Like, I really think that I'm ready for this. And she had actually done one in the past. So I did my research. I mean, the first thing I did, and I would say this is the most important thing to do, and it would be my biggest advice to anyone, before you even think about what stage you want to step on, you need to figure out why you're doing that competition. You need to have a clear, defined goal of what is making you do this. And because your why is what's going to push you through the days that are really hard, the last couple weeks before you get on stage that you think that you can't push yourself any further. And on top of that, there are factors in a competition that are out of your control, whether it's the other competitors or the preference of the judges, and there's nothing you can do about it. So when you have a goal for yourself, whether you just want to lose weight, you want to feel good about yourself, you want to hit whatever goal it is for you, when you step on stage and you've accomplished that goal, regardless of what the judges determine the outcome of the competition to be, in your own eyes, you will be a winner. So for me, that was the biggest thing, figuring out my why and what was going to get me on stage. And then I did my research. I looked at what organizations were around me. I looked into what their regulations were, what their rules were, and also what organizations would have the most shows in my area, because that's also really important. You have to understand that with competing comes a cost. So when you buy, for me, it was the MPC, you buy your MPC card and it's good for a year. So you do want to get your money's worth out of it. So you want to make sure if competing is something that you are going to like doing, that there is the option for you to go to competitions around you, and there are going to be enough that you feel, you know, it would be a good fit for you. So for me, it was kind of identifying what I wanted to do and then put the plan in motion from there. And it really pushed me through the training and, you know, the months of just dedication and sacrifice. And that's kind of what you have to keep in mind. Like, whatever your goal is, a great amount of discipline and sacrifice comes with it, but it's so worth it when you can look back and say, oh my God, I did that. Like, I was capable and I accomplished more than what I thought I was going to. So yeah. It's fun. I mean, it's a pretty incredible journey, and you push yourself to all kinds of limits, but the outcome and the payoff is definitely worth it.
So what do you do for work typically? Are you a professional model, or do you have a typical day job?
So I got certified to train PIO, and I just had started training classes before I broke my ankle. So this ankle injury kind of came at a bad time for everything. I do some online health and fitness coaching, but I work a 9-to-5. I'm an event manager. So I do work a regular job, and I do the online health and fitness coaching on the side. It's just something that I really love, and going through the transformation that I've gone through and going from a place where I wasn't the most confident and I didn't feel the most comfortable in my own skin, it's just been so rewarding to pay that forward and help other people to get to a point where they feel good about themselves. Because at the end of the day, everybody deserves to be happy and be, you know, comfortable in their own skin.
Now, how did you juggle your 9-to-5 job and prepping for a competition at the same time?
So when I first started prepping for the competition, it was right before my move down to North Carolina, which was a little over a year ago. So I was working my 9-to-5, but I was saving a lot of money because I knew that when I was moving down here, I would be kind of in a place where I was looking for jobs and I could take a little bit of time off to really dial into my competition and perfect things. But it was all about planning. I mean, even whether you have a 9-to-5 job or you don't, regardless, you have to have everything planned down to what you're eating, what you're drinking, because there would be different times of the day. Like, I had a schedule for myself. So I knew when I woke up, this was the first thing I was doing. And maybe 2 hours later, depending on like how far my competition I was, I would have everything written down and I would put a copy of it on my fridge. I had a copy of it in my phone and I set alarms for myself. So I had all of my meals portioned out. I would weigh everything well in advance. I'd make big batches of stuff and I would make meals for that week. And I would also make batches that I could freeze. So just in case a day came where it was crazy and I didn't have time that I thought I was going to have, because it's life and things pop up and, you know, sometimes you don't, you know, get to do everything that you think that you were going to do. So I would always have backups. And I always prepared myself for success. Because if you set yourself up to succeed, you're going to. But you need to be prepared. You need to think of everything that you will be needing for that day. So for me, it was so important to wake up with a clear mind and just know, okay, today I need to take this stuff with me. And this is what I'm eating at 10, and set those alarms so you can remember, okay, this is when I need to do this. And I would, you know, be taking supplements during the day. There's so many things that go into it that if you don't stay on top of it, it's very easy to forget, or a half hour go by and you look at the clock and think, oh my gosh, I was supposed to eat 20 minutes ago. So for me, it was just planning everything and having things ready in advance, so the craziness of everyday life didn't sneak up on me and derail me from what I needed to do, you know, to prepare for this competition. So that's, like, I think especially with a 9-to-5 job, bringing all your meals to work with you and setting those alarms so you don't miss, you know, the times that you were supposed to do stuff. It's super, super important to stay on top of that.
Now, I've been doing this for a long time. I've talked to a lot of competitive athletes and figure competitors as well. And you mentioned something that I've never heard. Now, I know everybody preps their food and they prep for success and they plan everything out. But I never heard anybody freeze their food. And that is an ingenious idea, because we do have those days where life just gets away. You plan on prepping food on a certain day of the week. Something happens. And then you've got a backup for a few days. So that is genius right there, Allison.
Yes, it has saved me many, many times. I know how crazy my days can be, and I have a dog and 2 cats, and they take up a lot of my time. Some days I'll come home and everything's everywhere in the house, so things can get crazy and life can sneak up on you, and you don't always have all the time you think you're going to, so freezing stuff was so important. Plus, there was some days, especially the last few weeks of my competition, that I was feeling more tired than I was, and I wasn't having the amount of carbs that I usually did, things that just kind of weren't in my diet anymore, and I was a little sluggish. It was easy to have a day that I was tired and I thanked myself because I had stuff in the freezer that I'm like, oh, I can meal prep tomorrow. Because some days you just need to rest. You just kind of need to not be at the grocery store and not be cooking, and not, you just need that time to yourself. So it's just important to have things for days like that, because you never know.
Now, what was your why?
My why was to feel good about myself. I had come so far in my health and fitness journey, and it really stemmed from not having the self-confidence that I wanted and not feeling comfortable in my own skin. And I had struggled with it a lot over the past few years, especially as I'm 27 now, so probably like right around when I graduated college was when I really started realizing, okay, like I'm an adult now, and it's not partying and going out, and you know, you're not in that college mindset anymore. It's just growing up. And I realized, like, I wasn't really into health and fitness, and I didn't take care of myself the way that I should have. And I paid for it in the way that I felt being in a bathing suit, or the way that I felt in certain clothes. And I just wanted to feel good about myself. And I had actually gotten out of a pretty bad relationship, which kind of left me with really bad self-confidence and self-worth. So I promised myself that I would never be in a place like that ever again in my life, because I deserve to be happy and I deserve to feel good. And once I started with my health and fitness journey, I became addicted to it. I became addicted to the way it made me feel, the way that I look, the way that my life changed in so many positive ways, that for me, with competing, it was like my next challenge for myself. It was something, and that was what I spoke about earlier. It's having your why, because regardless of how things go, you will step off that stage and feel like a winner. The things that I accomplished are so beyond what I had gone into the competition thinking that I could accomplish. And for me, that was the most amazing feeling. That is something that I couldn't put a price tag on. It's something that I could never buy. And just feeling that way and knowing these were the goals that I had, and I did this for me. This wasn't for anybody else. This wasn't for any other reason other than myself. And it was just incredible to go through it. And it's definitely something that I would like to continue doing, especially now that my ankle is healing. But yeah, my why was just, it was for myself. I wanted to push myself and accomplish things that I never would have even had, you know, the thought in my head to do. So yeah, that was my biggest why.
Well, if you could give somebody, the person listening who wants a few tips, who's getting ready to compete in their first competition, what would you say?
I would say definitely know your why. Don't do it for somebody else, because it can be the most amazing journey, because you'll have months where your body, I mean, I would always take pictures. I would take pictures weekly. I would take them the same time of the morning before I drank anything, before I ate anything, and I would take them the same bathing suit. So every week I would have a picture of what my progress was. And if you're doing it for yourself, it will be such a great experience for you, because you will love the results you're getting. You will love everything that you've pushed yourself to do and accomplish what you didn't think that you can accomplish. But I would also, going into it, do your research. It is so, so important to know everything that goes into competing, whether it is the way that your life is going to change, the sacrifices that you'll need to make. And I think that sometimes people don't necessarily realize that, because especially if you're first time, you know, having a competition, there's no way for you to know that in advance unless you talk to other people, you know, go to the gym. If there's a community around you of people who have competed, find somebody on Facebook, even if it's somebody you're not friends with and it's somebody you think this would be a good person for me to talk to, like, reach out and message them. Don't be afraid to find support, because I would guarantee you, if you reached out to somebody else to talk about it, they would be more than happy to answer your questions and help you in, you know, whatever way that they could. And it's just knowing all the things that are going to go into it, even down to cost, what a competition suit is going to cost, what a registration fee could cost, what your tan for the competition would cost. There are so many things that go into it that you wouldn't necessarily think from the outside. And it's just always best to be prepared on all fronts. So I would just find out as much information as you can and go to a couple shows. Figure out what organization you could see yourself in and you think that you would benefit and feel good being on stage at. So it's just going into it with all the knowledge you can get. And you don't necessarily have to have it all right away. For me, it kind of came once I started competing, meeting people at the gym, becoming part of a community of people who were like-minded, who were also competing, who were doing the same thing and living the same way I was. And that kind of came with the territory. And there are so many resources out there. So just put yourself out there to meet those people and make those connections and, you know, do your homework and do it for yourself. That would be my number one advice that if I could give anyone.
That's some good advice. So figure out your why and then definitely do your research. Now, you're active on social media. What is your Instagram handle so people can follow you if they'd like to?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Allison_Murph, but it's Allison. _MURPH.
Well, Allison, thank you very much for joining me. If you want to find any of the links or information that we talked about, I'll put that up on the website. That'll be awesome. under10fitness.com/Allison, Allison. I'll also put up a link to your Instagram page as well so people can find you very easily. So, Allison, thank you very much for joining me and giving me a few tips on competing in a bikini competition. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was great being on. Thank you so much for having me.
Again, this is Under 10 Fitness. I'm Drew Smith. As always, remember, stay motivated.
Under 10 Fitness is social. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Under 10 Fitness.